There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome to The Froth. A place to let your brain slip into something more comfortable. A spa break for the mind. Are you sitting frothily? Then we'll begin.
I'm comedian husband, Rod Gilbert.
I'm comedy writer wife, Shan Harris.
That's Rosie, a dog. And this is...
The Froth.
This week's podcast was recorded in our basement in London, and our special guest is Barry Castagnola, who joins us remotely.
Be warned, there is some occasional fruity language and content.
The headlines this week... Grand Theft Auto. Grandmother sends her daughter an X-rated nudie pic by mistake.
Why have you called that Grand Theft Auto?
Why have I called it Grand Theft Auto? Because yeah. She sent a naked picture to her granddaughter.
So?
So, that's the kind of debauched behaviour you get on Grand Theft Auto, isn't it? Sending someone a picture of your baps.
Have you ever played it?
No, not even seen it. But the pun works. The next one's worse. You can love the next one.
You think player one could just send nudie pics, can you?
We'll see what you've got to say about this next headline. Granddad Theft Auto. Barry's granddad gives him too much information about his new love life.
Yeah.
That
doesn't work either. Grand Theft Auto isn't old people sending sending filth.
Bum, bum, stinky, stinky, bum, bum. Stinky, bum, bum, we love you. Rod, Sean and Barry's minds are blown when they remember a story a friend told them about him having a very smelly bottom on a dance floor. The day the music died, Rod, Sean and Barry lose their collective shit when they ring up said friend with the smelly bottom on the dance floor and he tells them the incredible full story of a guff so bad the dance floor was shut and all human and animal life came to a standstill. And I wish it could be Christmas every day. Well, you've got your wish, because in this episode we are still talking about Christmas. For the first bit, we get on to the Grand Theft Auto and one of the funniest fart stories you will ever hear, or your money back. And those are the headlines. In just a few moments, we'll be bringing in our very special guest, Barry Castagnola, this week. It is episode 24, the last episode in series 2.
Boo.
Before we have a few weeks off, before we start series 3.
Yay!
But right now, it's the last episode of series 2. What's happening on the old social media? Sean, do we have anything worth reading out?
Yay!
Okay.
Over Christmas, we put out, we asked the general public whether anybody had ruined Christmas, and we
asked
have...
the general public.
Yeah,
what
I
is
asked,
this? Fucking Family Fortunes. Why don't you talk like a normal person? Do you mean you put a tweet out over Christmas?
Yeah, the
over,
general
over Christmas, we
public.
Put out a ask the general public,
whether or not they'd ruined Christmas. Stop being such a
Who says that? Why?
I did.
Well, no, you did. We asked the general public.
Yeah. Have you ever ruined Christmas? And then people did get back to me.
The general public got in touch,
did they? The general public, en masse, replied.
All right, what did the general public have to say? Can we call them GP from now on, just to speed things?
Well, what would you say then?
That was Barry, bit of production in the background.
What would you say? Huh? What would you say?
How would I have said what you just said?
Yes.
I'd have said, over Christmas, I put a tweet out asking listeners.
So easy.
Oh, well, it's so easy when you're a genius. No, let's do it your way. Over Christmas, I put out a message to the general public. Every time I ask you a question, it's like AI. I'm going to have you replaced. I'm going to have you replaced by the bin.
Do you know what I want?
If I bring down the automatic bin, you could co-host.
I want to be the voice in train stations that tells people to be careful.
You're not human enough.
I exude warmth.
You don't.
I do.
You're not human enough to be a Tannoy voice.
What's the best Tannoy voice you've ever heard, like announcement?
What sort of question is that? Oh, yeah, put a poll out to the general public. What's the best Tannoy voice you've ever
heard? Everything I do today is wrong.
Well, no, all right. Let's go with your feature idea. What's the best Tannoy voice you've ever... Let's put that out to the general public.
I meant message.
Yeah. See what the general public makes of the turn the fourth has taken. Let's put a poll out amongst the general public. What's the best Tannoy announcement?
My best one was that there was some kind of carnage going on in a train station, and this man kept on coming on the Tannoy and going boo boo. Sorry about all the messing around. It was Cardiff train station. I think it was a rugby match.
Oh, I think I was there. They kept changing the trains.
Sorry about all the
platform 11. No, it's not. It's platform 10. No, wait. It's platform 7. Everybody was running back and forth across the tracks.
You know the automated woman who keeps coming on and going,
yeah, I'm thinking of bringing her in to replace you.
She's wonderful. She's great. She'll
sound more human.
She's very witty.
Anyway, what is in the social media? What did the general public have to say?
The train arriving at platform 1. And she was playing out, and he kept going, yeah, ignore that. Ignore it. Don't worry about it. Right, just go to platform 4.
I see their relationship.
What?
I see their relationship. Him, a human being, talking normally. Right?
Him getting it so wrong.
Humanness.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Her being artificial intelligence, literally.
Who does it remind you of?
A bit of a couple I know host a podcast. That's who we model our relationship on.
Never mind Anne and Nick, arriving at platform one.
Or Richard and Judy, some of the great pairings. That's who we model ourselves on.
Should we just get on with it?
The human bloke.
Oh my God.
And the artificial woman
it
on Cardiff
like
train station.
It is like living with a public address system.
It is like living with
faulty.
A public address system.
Oh my God.
What did the general public say?
It's from a man called Brett. He says, here's a tale.
Oh, God.
About 2 years ago, I left my flat with my wife and two children. We got in the lift.
Strange start, isn't it?
It is a weird start.
Yeah.
We got in the lift and began heading down towards the car park.
He doesn't say why at all. Right.
No, just that it was 2 years ago.
Right.
My kids were talking about something. I can't remember what.
He's a hell of a storyteller, this fella.
No, it is. It is good.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, you know, I opened my mouth to respond.
Jesus, cut to the just say I responded. You don't have to say you opened your mouth first.
He's building the suspense. I opened my mouth to respond, and from out of nowhere, a moth flew directly into my mouth.
I thought he was going to say flew directly out of his mouth, which would have been much more bloody horror film.
A big one. Big enough to cover my entire tongue with its wings.
So it flew to his mouth and then lay down.
Listen to this. Time slowed down. I could feel it struggling, flapping on my tongue. It felt like hours as I tried to make sense of what had happened to me. Though it's probably only a few seconds.
Right.
So they're still in the lift.
They're still in the lift now.
With his kids,
yeah,
talking.
Leaving home for no... Either not sure, we're not sure why. It could be... Was he living with his wife and kids before this happened?
I imagine.
Or was this some kind of hostage situation?
Eventually, I spat it out. And my children were looking at me in horror. Even though the moth was on the floor of the lift, I could still feel it flapping on my tongue. I stuck my tongue out and scratched it vigorously with my fingertips, fully aware that my family had thought I had lost my mind.
Why didn't you just tell them, sorry, there's a moth in my mouth?
Because he had a moth in his mouth.
Well, he hasn't anymore. It's on the floor.
Yeah, but it's it's tormenting, isn't it? I don't know.
What's wrong with you? You've got a moth in your mouth. Spit it out.
How scary would that be, though?
Is that the end of the story?
Yeah, pretty much.
Jesus Christ.
Hang on. It took
Why are you all this stuff about
the
leaving
day?
The house with his kids all mysteriously in the middle of the night and fucking getting a lift that we all thought he was like on the run or something?
Maybe they were on the run. That was the least of his worries.
Why didn't you just say I was in a
maybe
lift
Maybe he
once?
Didn't want to bring up there was a moth in his mouth because they had a massive other dilemma to get to or like run away from.
Oh, Jesus.
It took the rest of the day to get rid of the sensation. And when I think about it, in brackets, or write about it, I can bring back that awful sensation.
Don't do it then. Cloth head.
Well, he's telling us about it.
Huh?
He's telling us.
Well, that's very good. What category should we put that under? Never contact the show again.
Have you ever had a moth in your mouth?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, loads.
Have you though?
No, of course I've another froth in my mouth.
Well, as in
I mean a moth in my mouth. Froth in my mouth. Frothy moth in my mouth.
I once had a wasp in my mouth.
You didn't.
I did,
Stop
though.
Trying to...
I'm just trying to join in. I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Nothing, it was dead. I drank it from a can of Tango.
What?
It was a dead moth in my Tango as a child, and I drank it.
You drank it, right? Yeah. So now you've got a mouthful of Tango and dead wasp. What happened there?
And then I just spat it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hmm. And my mum went, "Where have you been?"
Anything been in your mouth, Barry?
Baz, have you ever had a moth in your mouth?
Or a dead wasp?
Again? Sorry, I just went to shut the door. Say that again.
I'm not surprised. I thought you were leaving.
Barry just walked out.
I thought you'd gone. This story's going nowhere. I'm going.
An insect in your mouth?
No, but my favourite YouTube video. I mean, I have actually. I've had like little gnats when I've been riding along.
I've had loads.
My favourite YouTube video. There's a reporter and he's reporting on a crime, and a moth flies into his mouth, and he absolutely loses it. It's called Reporter Goes Ghetto in 7 Seconds or something like that. It is one of the funniest clips ever. He's just trying to do a serious report, and he goes mad because this moth flies in his mouth, and you hear it go. It's disgusting. It's really
God.
Funny.
Oh, we have to watch
hilarious.
That. Right then, let's have some frothy stories, shall we?
Yes.
Why not?
Right.
Come on, guys.
Okay. Okay. Right. Woman left unable to function. Whatever that means.
What? What do you mean?
Woman left unable to function.
Okay.
I don't quite know what that means. Have you ever been left unable to function?
Probably.
Woman left unable to function.
I'm not doing too well today, to be honest.
After grandma... I got a hangover today. I'm we unable overdid to function.
It.
We're only just...
We overdid it yesterday, Barry.
We overdid
where were
it,
you? Just, well, not where were you, obviously.
Just in the house.
Of course.
It was the office Christmas party here at Froth Towers.
I am hungover, Barry. Oh, God. We started off having just a nice chat and...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. A glass of wine.
I got up this morning thinking, oh, God, why did I drink 2 bottles of wine? I've just been looking at this 4 down here.
Jesus.
It's going to be a great show. Anyway, a woman was left unable to function. Not after the froth Christmas party.
she would have been if she had gone.
Oh, totally.
She would have been. She wouldn't have been able to function as
well,
a woman.
Well, is it about me?
Wonder what does it mean for a woman to be left unable to function? Does it mean you can't wash up and iron and stuff?
I went out to the shop today to try and find chicken bits for our elderly next door neighbour.
Yeah.
And I was so hungover.
I mean, that is a woman functioning at high level.
What do you mean
there?
By chicken bits?
He wants chicken bits. and I had to go out this morning going, where do you get chicken bits from?
No, you didn't. Don't lie.
Are they actually called chicken bits?
No. Bernard Matthews.
We went out yesterday. We went out yesterday and got chicken bits. And then Sian left them in the hall all night. And I found them at about 3 o'clock this morning. And I went, are these going to be all right? And Sian felt the pack. And she went, oh, they'll be fine. I was like, it says here, a store below 4 degrees. It's 19 degrees in the hall. They've been there all day.
For an 83-year-old neighbour.
For an 83-year-old vulnerable neighbour who's shielding.
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
So Rosie's having them.
Rosie's having them. So you went out today. Mm. You didn't go... Why did you say, I went out today going, where do I get chicken bits from, when you got them yesterday?
Because I was really hungover this morning. And I had to go to the fishmongers to get prawns. And it's like
that's
one
what
in,
you
one
want
out.
When you're hungover.
Oh, it's
standing in a queue at a fishmonger's. I can't think of anything worse.
and Baz wearing a mask having banter with a man who stinks a fish.
Hardly surprised.
The fishmonger.
Oh, God.
I hope that was the fishmonger. Was that somebody in the socially distanced queue?
Member of the public.
Old Fishy Fred.
Yeah. Sometimes you're quite happy for this 2 metre social distancing, aren't you, when you're talking to him?
That's true, actually.
When you're talking to the old fishmonger. Anyway, woman is left unable to function. Do you remember her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After her grandmother accidentally sends her an X-rated photo.
Oh, God.
We kicked off this whole froth thing with me sending a triple X-rated WhatsApp message to my elderly neighbour.
I think that was the first story of the actual first story of the first episode. Yeah.
Well, this would have been an appropriate story to follow it up with. Woman left unable to function after grandma accidentally sends her X-rated photo. Marquita Green said she couldn't even function after her grandmother accidentally sent her a nude photo intended for someone else.
Oh, dear. Who?
Hang on, of her. The grandmother sent a nude picture of herself?
Yeah.
Whoa.
What do you think it was? Des Lynam?
What?
With his silvery good looks.
Was it two Des Lynam? Older ladies love
Des Lynam. Forget about that. It's a red herring. I just said that as a joke.
Okay.
Forget Des Lynam.
Fishmongers.
She sent a picture of herself, the grandmother
yes,
did.
Yes, I understand that.
To her granddaughter.
God.
Right. A woman was left shocked when she received a very unexpected message from her grandmother recently. Marquita Green opened her phone to discover her older relative, the grandmother, had accidentally sent her a rather X-rated image of herself. Oh, God.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with elderly people being naked and everything. That's fine. It's
nothing wrong with elderly people being naked.
But
no, I'm fine. Elderly people and babies, they're okay.
But it would be awful the other way around as well if the younger woman had sent her grandmother an older naked picture. But they're also, both equally awful.
Yeah, it's bad. But also, ooh, if the grandma was doing like a topless shot, there's every chance she'd probably have to go portrait.
Oh, you go, your knees are looking a bit...
is that a saggy tits joke?
Yes. Yeah, it was actually, yeah.
It was actually.
Yeah, it was a grandma saggy tits joke, actually, yeah.
Don't forget to do it portrait, granny. Oh, she's done it landscape again. It's not going to get your nipples in. Which is worse, then?
Did you say how old she is, by the way?
Not yet. I haven't got to that yet. What? I was just wondering whether it is actually worse for your grandmother to send you a naked pic accidentally than it is for you to send your grandmother one.
They're both equally
and then
awful.
I thought, but aren't they all equally awkward? Yeah, if you sent your mother one, or if your dad sent your brother one, or
anybody
if your sister sent you one.
Who sends you a disgusting... Anyone who sends you a naked picture and that it wasn't meant to be, that's horrific.
Yeah, but it's much worse if it's your family.
Yeah,
unless
it counts
unless
for
your
any
nan's
family
really
member.
Fit.
If your nan's really fit, yeah, or your brother's really fit, or whatever, it does change it.
No, it doesn't.
When is it okay? Do you think?
What do you mean?
Well, at what point? So you any
a
immediate family?
The second cousin you've never met.
Yeah,
you've never met.
Okay.
Yeah. There
let's
we go.
Let's agree then. Let's agree that
second cousin once removed.
Awful is any direct relative, brother, sister, your immediate family,
or somebody who your mother used to go to aerobics to with in the 80s. Like if you said one to them,
fine. But when they
and you call them auntie.
Yeah. No, that's all right.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, that's not.
I'm trying to establish where the line is.
That line, they are behind that line.
No, but the line, if immediate family is awful, second cousin once removed. So that means what's once removed mean?
Isn't it if it's like your parents' cousin? I think it's your parents' cousin is
there. Parents' cousin
so
like a
cousin.
Once removed, I think.
So I've never met.
Yeah, but you never met them. That's the main thing.
That's okay. It's not okay. No,
the main
it's
thing
great.
Is you, you
if anything
not great.
It's weirder.
It's okay, I think.
It's weirder you have their number.
And you've never met them. Legally you're okay. You could legally marry them.
I thought you were going to say, legally, you're allowed to look at that.
You have to marry them after that.
Legally, you're allowed to look at the picture. Is it illegal to look at a picture of your naked grandmother?
It's a bit weird.
No, but I'm saying it's okay when you could legally marry them. You can't legally
Once you've looked at it, it's too late. You can't...
What?
So second cousin once removed that you've never met. That's where the line is. Because first cousin...
No way.
First cousin is no. No way, first cousin. No way, disgusting. Yeah, don't want to see that. Aunties, uncles, don't want to see it.
No, but that's
unless
what
it's
I mean.
The aerobics one.
Nephew, niece, don't want
to
see it.
No, I include people who your mother used to go to aerobics with in the 80s.
That's fine. No, no, Auntie, fine. Auntie Wendy. Auntie Wendy, the green leotard, after she's just been down Keep Fit, is fine. Down at the local community centre. Badminton on Wednesdays, Keep Fit on Mondays.
I don't mind that at all. If it's somebody my mum went to aerobics fine. With and I call her auntie, that's... Oh,
no,
hang on
it's
a minute.
Weird.
Oh, hang on a minute.
I wouldn't want that.
I think it depends if you know their kids.
You got to judge each case on its own merits, basically.
Every case on its own merits. Because I've got friends, I got friends of my parents that I call auntie or uncle. I definitely wouldn't want
to.
No.
No, but then...
I don't want a naked picture of anybody.
Oh, I do.
Do you? Yeah. Can we sort it out? Should we sort it out for you?
Yeah.
As a gift.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. God, you're so easily pleased.
When you ask the fishmonger, you get on so well.
Are you jealous? It was top level banter.
Marquita Green opened her phone to discover her older relative had accidentally sent her a rather X-rated image of herself. She filmed her reaction after seeing the nude photo. Who would do
Why?
That?
Oh,
why would you react
up.
To it and then film your reaction again?
Yeah, she's filming a reconstruction of her reaction.
She's filming a reconstruction. You know what she did? She filmed her reaction. So she filmed a recreation with her eyes closed, shaking her head and holding her hand over her mouth. The hilarious clip was later uploaded to TikTok. Oh, not TikTok again. Jesus Christ. The last time we heard from TikTok, it was kids pissing themselves for a challenge. Do you remember the TikTok Piss Your Pants Challenge?
Yeah. Piss Your Pants Challenge.
Piss Your Pants Challenge. Imagine.
Yeah, just teenagers in a pool of
you
piss.
You tried to get Sean to have a go and told us to go first.
Imagine building yourself up to that challenge, like having a chart on your wall and stuff and going, oh, I haven't managed it today.
Listen, we know with my urge incontinence, it's more of a challenge for me not to do that challenge. Every day is a challenge for me not to do it.
So my granddad, right?
Barry.
A few years ago, my nan had passed away about 10 years before this, and my brother was over from America, and we were at my granddad's, and afterwards, my brother said to me, do you see what granddad on top of his fridge? I said, no. He's got like, is it called something like Cialis? It's like a Viagra, but it's called something like Cialis or something.
Really?
And we're going, hang on a minute. And my granddad at that point was in his late 70s, early 80s, and we're like, what's he got like a erectile dysfunction medication for? Like,
How old was he again?
He's late 70s, early 80s. And then we were like going, and then we were looking at his neighbour, we're going, is he seeing her? What's going on? We couldn't work it out. Then he started seeing this woman. He used to go to this club called the Royal Buffaloes. It was like a real downmarket Freemasons called the Royal Buffaloes or something. And he started seeing the widow of a fellow lodge member. Right, my granddad, and then they started seeing each other. And at one point, I hadn't spoken to him for a bit. I spoke to him on the phone, and this is honestly what he said to me. I said, oh, granddad. I said, really, really good news. I hear you got yourself a girlfriend. Yeah, I have. I'll tell you what, she's a bit of a goer. And I went, whoa, 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 granddad. He went, no. I swear this is what he said. He went, no. We don't go at it hammer and tongs. That's actually what he said to me. She's a bit of a goer, and we don't go at it hammer and tongs. It was more disgusting than her getting that picture.
Is this the same granddad that sold you the seagull for 50 pence?
Same one.
Great character.
God, he sounds like a laugh.
Do you remember when my grandfather had that birthday card?
Huh?
Do you remember?
What?
For his birthday, he must have been, what, 85? He did speak English, but he never spoke English.
I met your granddad a couple of times.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yeah.
He got a birthday card for his birthday from my auntie and uncle, who've got, a brilliant, crazy sense of humour. And it said, do you remember, there was a cartoon on the front, and when you opened it up, the message was, hope you get to enjoy a nice beaver.
He was a farmer. He would have taken it literally.
It was. He totally didn't get it. He just thought it was a cartoon, animal.
But also, it
was on top of his dresser.
But it sort of doesn't work as a greeting card joke, because in the film Naked Gun, it's a pun because there's an actual beaver there. She's up a ladder and he says, nice beaver, about the beaver.
There's
she
a stuffed
a
beaver that she hands him, right? Which
but just
I understand.
Going, I hope you have a nice beaver.
Hope you enjoy a nice vagina today. Yeah, happy birthday. Totally. It doesn't make any sense at all. But the fact that he doesn't know what a beaver is.
You can explain it to him.
No. But I remember remember me and my brother going, what is this? Why would you buy that for an 85-year-old man?
The video, it says, has since been viewed more than 1.4 million times and garnered over 228,000 likes and 40,000 shares. Thousands of people have also commented on the clip. Do you want to hear some comments?
Yes, please.
One person wrote, no, oh my working God, laughing my ass off. So they literally, but no with 50 O's and then,
right.
Oh my FG with O's and M's. No. Tell her you can delete it from the phone, but you'll never be able to delete it from your mind.
True.
It's not Men in Black to quote the poor Josh Widdicombe grandmother. From our first episode.
Josh Widdicombe?
In our first episode.
Oh, right, yeah.
When I sent...
I thought Josh Widdicombe was leaving comments on stories like this. Come on, mate.
In our first episode of The Froth, when I sent an elderly neighbour a triple X-rated WhatsApp message, I didn't realise you could delete WhatsApp messages. Josh Widdicombe told me I could, and I said, oh, I can delete it. And he said, yes, but not from her mind. It's not Men in Black.
Yeah, he said, it's already got the blue tick. She's already read it.
A different user said, technology is difficult for the older generation. Be proud. Look at this. A different user added, technology is difficult for the older generation. Be proud. Your grandmother's still out there trying to get some tail.
Tail.
Oh, the poor grandmother.
Right. From Clock and Wise says, sounds like a fun grandma to have.
Yeah.
Right, everyone is saying, good on her, you go, Gran, laughing my ass off, hilarious, why not, go for it, Gran. Everybody, except, now, we've come across this guy before in the forums.
No, who is it?
On the online forums about news. Do you remember Bill Wiz?
Yeah.
Bill Wiz, he's always there.
Always.
What is he up to?
This is what he says. Everyone's, you go, Gran, yeah, it's made me laugh, good on your granny, sounds like a fun grandma to have. Bill Wiz, this has turned my guts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Now then, Barry, it wouldn't be Christmas without an update from your mother and Ian, Viv and Ian, and the 100-odd monkeys. I would like an update on Apes of Froth.
There's one more Christmas. Now. There's one more now. Guess what I got for Christmas?
Oh, what, you didn't?
I did. I found in the card factory result. I was just standing there. I was buying cards. I looked around and I saw a monkey.
Factory.
Yeah, it's like a really cheapo place to buy greeting cards from. There's one near my office. So it's just really ridiculously cheap. You know, like normally when you buy cards and you'll be like, you get a card for someone, you look at the back, you're like £3.95 for that. Yeah. I mean, this is the opposite way around. You spend money, but 78p.
So the Christmas cards you bought this year are not just cheap, but also it's by your office, so it's convenient as well. So little effort, little price.
Very little effort.
The spirit of Christmas. So your mum and Ian, you bought them a new monkey.
Yeah, they've called it Spike. Yeah, I bought them a new monkey because he's got like a little bit spiky hair, and I was very pleased with that because I was struggling a little bit for gifts.
But your mum must be so easy to buy.
How can you be struggling for gifts for your mum and Ian? Christ, what can I get them this?
Because I only went to two shops, and one of them didn't have a monkey.
What was it, Build-A-Bear?
Have they ever ruined Christmas?
Mum and Ian.
Your mum and Ian, yeah. Yeah, well, the monkeys. I mean, you know what they're like.
Actually, they haven't ruined Christmas, but they make Christmas weird once with their monkeys. My ex lived in Birmingham, and her family, they have a big family Christmas, and Mum and Ian came up. They were invited up, and they came up for Christmas, and they brought monkeys with them, like eight or so. Eight monkeys. What? The first time they've met a lot of my then in-laws, and they literally turn up with a bunch of monkeys, and one of them went missing, and it was slightly awkward because I had to then
wandered out of the house.
Well, we didn't know at this point, and then it
we didn't know that it had walked off on us.
One of the monkeys just went missing, and then it turned out that a relative had accidentally or purpose put him in his pocket. So then I had to retrieve a monkey.
One of your in-laws, extended in-laws, yeah, had stolen one of your mum's monkeys.
Seemingly so, yeah. And I had to investigate. I was like a monkey detective. I had to go around investigating and try and find it. Because they were distraught. They couldn't concentrate. It's Christmas night. We're having a good time. They're like, where's Pip? Where's Pip?
Baz, but like, you know, usually it's a bit tense, isn't it, when families meet for the first time?
Especially when they've got a bunch of monkeys, yeah.
Exactly. It's more like, okay,
I want to talk to them. Get them on the phone, Barry. Apes of Froth.
Hello.
How are you, Viv? How are you, Ian?
Oh, we're fine.
So, Mum, I was telling Rod and Sean about the story at Christmas when you had a monkey stolen.
It's Pip.
Yeah, Pip. Mum accused my ex's great uncle of stealing him. Well, he had actually, hadn't he?
He had.
Yeah, he was in his pocket, wasn't he?
Yeah.
First time Mum and Ian had met my sort of extended in-laws at the time.
Yes, yeah.
They found it perfectly acceptable to turn up with a handful of monkeys.
and had one stolen,
and then have one stolen, then retrieve it from an 85-year-old man who put it who put it in his pocket like he thought it was a handkerchief.
You went round with others. Yeah. We found it. You said, "Has anybody seen a small monkey?" You rush in. How embarrassing!
And he pulled it out like it's the most natural thing in the world. Like I'd asked, "Has anyone got any spare change?" Here you go. Just handed it over.
That was
quite funny, wasn't it?
Pip. Mad. Oh my god, that's so...
I forgot to say to you, we had a tweet that was forwarded from two different people. It's a picture of there's a sign for left for Tank Museum.
Yes.
It says Tank Museum 6 follow with a picture of a tank. Monkey World 6 follow, and then the Froth Podcast, which would have been either Rod or Sean, asked, "Has your mum ever turned right there?"
Yeah. Oh really?
Yeah. Yeah, the sign is pointing to the Monkey World and the Tank Museum, both pointing left, aren't they?
And that sign is actually the Bear Regis. And I think you'll find, because the Tank Museum and Monkey World, they're both opposite one another.
Yeah.
They're about a quarter of a mile apart on the other side of the road.
I wanted to know if that was where you guys met. Is that where you guys met?
We met in a revolving door, and we've been going round and
That's bad.
That's bad.
Oh, that's so lovely. Yeah,
that's embarrassing, Ian, that is.
Oh, God.
We belong to the Tank Museum as well as Monkey World. So when we're down there, we can spend the morning at Monkey World and the afternoon at the Tank Museum or vice versa.
We took Albert down the Tank Museum,
didn't we?
Yes, yeah. And he had... We have photos of him on all the soldiers' shoulders
and all the tanks and everything.
Yeah, sitting on the tank and loads of photos of him. He loved it.
We got a picture. They used to have a display with Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt was in a film called Fury.
Yeah.
And they had this fantastic exhibition of Fury and how the film was made and everything. And they used a couple of tanks from the Tank Museum. And... there was a cardboard, it was a dummy of Brad Pitt standing on this Fury tank, this Sherman tank, And we put Albert up there next to him and took some photos.
Oh, yay! So happy!
Yeah, he was. It was brilliant. Brilliant.
Have you got a copy of that, Viv?
Well, we got
yes, we do that.
Oh, we'd have to. We'd have, love to see a copy of Albert with Brad
Albert
Pitt.
Albert with Brad Pitt.
Yeah, God. I'd love that.
Right, Rosie, stay on the floor. Sean, shut up. Barry, shush, I'm going to race through this. I'm going to tell you this really quickly. Under the coronavirus lockdown, strip clubs, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking strip clubs, where have they gone to? Well, some of them are starting to open up and some of them are offering drive-through strip clubs. So you can get in your car, drive down the strip club and you drive past and they're out there on poles, the strippers are dancing and things like that.
What do you mean drive down the strip club?
Don't ask any questions.
Okay.
We've got to, honestly, let's get through this story. There are strip clubs offering drive-through pole dance
right.
things. Okay, that's it.
Right.
Story done.
Done. Fine. Okay. It's a quickie.
That was a quickie, wasn't it? Okay. Right. Let's do another one like that.
We're not going to comment at all on that.
We've all been to strip clubs.
No, we haven't.
Well, have you been to a strip club?
Yeah.
Right. I have, Barry.
Yeah. Right.
I don't want to go. It is not my
scene. I don't like them. I don't like them.
I don't like them. None of us like them.
I did a runner from, I'm sure I've told you this story before about cats. Do you remember? Yeah. No, I was 16. It was, I went on a German exchange and we went to, they took us to see cats in German. I'm sure I've told you this before. They took us to see cats. And I don't want to see cats in English, let alone in German. And we're there with the school. And my friend Dominic Wilson and I, we went, we came up with a scheme to pretend that he was feeling ill. So I passed a message along to the teacher. It was like about 10 people along on the row and just went like mind out as if like, he's really sick, and took him out. And we went, right, it's got the Reaper Balm. So we're in Hamburg. So and we walk along and this guy outside a strip club is like, Eintritt frei, like free entrance. So we go in, we're like, oh, this is exciting. We sit down. First of all, these women, these strippers or prostitutes, I'm not quite sure, they came around us and we were 16. We sat there going, oh my God, this is scary. We told them that we had no money. And they left. And then this one stripper, the weirdest thing I've ever seen, it totally freaked me out. She walked on stage. She just sort of walked up and down twice, sat on a stool, leant down, picked out some tinfoil, opened it, started eating a sandwich. Freaked me out, right? So, honest to God. Like two lengths of the stage, sandwich, started eating a sandwich out of some tinfoil. And I just went, we've got to get out of here. They'd already charged us like extortionate amount for one beer between us.
Oh,
and suddenly
God.
We got paranoid and started going, no one knows we're here. We sneaked out from cats from the theatre. No one knows we're here. What if they just beat us up and steal all our money? We ran up the stairs. We ran out and went up. And I always remember we went into a McDonald's where there was lights and people.
And it's like, safe. Oh, normal
and then,
people.
And then went back and watched the end of Cats.
How bizarre.
Oh, I love that. When you're that young and you're like, we're out of our depth.
Yeah, totally.
We don't know what's going totally on. Out of I've our never depth. Done this before. Oh, God. Oh, love.
The sandwich. It's the sandwich that freaked me
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Wow.
I was at a strip club once and I've got a feeling this isn't as weird as it sounds. But at the time, it blew my mind because I'm not exactly a regular frequenter of the strip club. I've been in a couple few in my life, a couple here and there. It was in Australia, I think. I ended up in one, and the dancer finished. You know, the music, and this little guy came out, literally like this little bald-headed man in dungarees and stuff with a cloth hanging out of his back pocket, like a window cleaner. He came out and he just mopped the pole. He just cleaned the pole down with a cloth. Like, oh. And we were like, fucking wait for us to leave, mate, for the fucking magic. Talk about ruining the magic. He was like a little...
It's like Morgan and Wise.
It was like Morgan and Wise sketch. He came out in little brown overalls and dungarees and this like, cloth that? and he's just started wiping the pole down. And we were like, fucking wait for us to leave, mate. Come on. Don't ruin the magic. No. But then he went off, the music started up and the next one came out.
Oh.
It was like, and this is it wasn't the end
COVID.
Of the night at all.
That's quite interesting.
Of course, this is pre-COVID.
But you know what I mean?
The only place I've been under COVID is a fucking strip club.
In Australia.
in Australia. The only place I've been on lockdown.
No, but it's good to know.
Apart
that
from that, I have been abiding by the rules.
Before COVID.
I've been abiding by the rules. I mean, I did fly to Australia to go to
a
strip club.
Yeah, what was his job description? That's a good one. Isn't it? Pole wiper.
It was just like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then they carried on. So it wasn't even the end of the night. We just assumed it was the end of the night.
No, he must wipe it in between.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's probably quite a common thing, but it blew my mind. We were like, oh, Christ, talk about destroying any magic there might have been.
It is weird, isn't it?
It's like somebody going mopping the floor.
Oh, God.
Next you'll learn that those women didn't actually want to dance for you.
Yeah. Yeah, and some of them are mums.
Our friend, do you remember?
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious. They went to Vegas to watch, what's his face?
Calzaghe.
Yes, and they went to a strip club and overheard talking to a stripper who was like the 6 foot Amazonian woman with fake boobs out here. And was talking to her about his shift. Where he works. He was like, oh, and they've got us going in day and night. It's so stressful. And she was like, And then goes to, I think she really likes me.
Didn't he say, let me take you away from all this?
No, I don't think. Oh, no. He thought that she really liked him. You're giving her £50 notes. She's going to listen to whatever you talk about. So funny.
That's so. I thought you said, let me take you away from all this.
No. What? No.
Or did I make that up?
I think you made that
That's
up.
That's as awkward as that story when I was in the Falklands and one of the dancers was talking to the soldier and there was just a silence. I got my back to them and I'm talking to someone else and there was just a silence. And then I just heard him go, so, got any brothers or sisters? It was amazing.
That isn't even a... That is so not a funny. Question... I've never asked anybody that question, apart
French
from if
class.
You're in French, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Because I do not give a shit whether you have a brother or a sister. I don't care.
Just but that struggling. Is a reflection of how, of how any... awkward it is. A friend of mine, nay, a friend of all of ours, Barry, you know this person, Sian, you know this person, we all know this person, but we cannot use his him. We cannot use his real name for the reason will become very, very obvious. A friend of ours, let's call them... what's the name that's not theirs? You know what I'm talking about, do you?
Yeah, I do know who you're, I do know who you're talking about.
What's... let's call them...
I don't know. It's
Timmy.
Simple what?
Timmy's no good.
No, we can't call
Fred.
Him
Timmy. No, don't call
Fred.
Him Timmy. Fred. Ed.
Let's call him Ed.
Ed.
Yeah.
Ed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ed. Are we all going to remember that in this story? Call him Ed. You're going to call him Ed?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Ed.
Just test it. Let's test Barry. Barry, I want you to answer this really quickly without thinking. Top of your top first name that comes into your head when you think of this story. The guy's name is now...
Ed.
Good, Ed. Look at Barry. Threw in a little dummy. Okay, Ed.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it until it becomes complete second nature. Anyway, Ed went to a strip bar once. And again, like us, went there under duress, on a stag do, didn't want to be there. You know, whatever. Somebody wanted to go, everybody else is sort of going along reluctantly, whatever. Ed told me that he was standing near the dance floor. The dance floor, of course, being the spectacle area.
Yeah.
The area where...
You can't dance in a strip club.
No, it's not a dance floor like that. The ladies are on poles and things, and then the guys are sat around drinking a beer and eating peanuts and looking up. It's all a bit depressing. Ed had a bad stomach, I think, didn't he? So he was sat by the bar looking up at the performers.
I thought he was, yeah, he was at the bar.
He's told
he?
You this story. Yeah. No, he was at the, he no, he wasn't at the bar. He was sat around with all the other guys from the stag do or whatever, looking at by the performers.
Yeah.
3 feet away from the performers. But Ed wasn't very well. And Ed was having to, well, I'm gonna look around the room and say this as delicately as I can. He was having to release
wind.
Yeah, let's call it gas, wind.
Let's call it wind.
He was having to because he wasn't feeling very well. But he's on a stag do. Everyone's having, you know, supposed to be having a great time. It's not, you know, he's going. And then He was there for quite a while, I think, releasing quite a lot of gas into the strip club near the performers.
So disrespectful.
Yeah. Well, isn't yeah. It? But then there was a tannoy announcement.
Bearing in mind, I didn't know strip clubs had tannoy announcements.
Nobody
like
did.
A leisure centre.
Listen, as far as we know, this is the first tannoy announcement ever made in a strip club. Bing bong.
The music stopped. They turned the music off.
They turned the music off first, yeah.
So bearing in mind, someone's getting their grind on. Someone's yeah, so just
somebody's
put,
on the pole. One person's on the pole.
Somebody's
another
just
one's,
put a pound, how much it
another
is,
one's getting on down, you know, jigging on down to the floor and writhing back up. Another one's on the pole.
You know,
music
one's,
stops.
One's probably been bought an expensive glass of champagne yeah. by a gullible punter. Yeah.
Yeah. £50.
Somebody's having a lap dance over. Bing bong. would the person who keeps farting near the dance floor please refrain.
Refrain.
It was upsetting the dancers, apparently.
Wait, what?
I bet it was.
Come on, their job's hard enough already. You don't want that. You don't want Ed's gas in your face. You already have to make believe and pretend that you're loving it.
Bing bong. Would the person farting.
Person, not even a man. Could be one of the strippers.
It could have been anybody. I don't think Ed was like, I don't think they knew.
Oh,
I don't
they
think
knew
they,
his face.
Well, Ed probably would look quite embarrassed, I imagine.
Yeah, what did it say? Bing bong.
Bing bong, with the person who keeps farting, please refrain from doing so in the dance area.
Also, what was the last line?
What do you mean?
Because it fucking stinks.
No.
That's what Ed said. Would the person who keeps farting by the dance floor please refrain from doing so because it fucking stinks?
No. No classy strip joint would say that on the end.
That's what he said.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but...
I hope that was
I honestly think that if you're a strip club owner and you come on and you go bing bong and the music stops and you say, would the person near the dance floor please stop farting, refrain from doing so? Surely it's implied. You don't need to go the extra thing and go because it's you're not going to go. Oh, by the way, hang on a minute. You're not going to go. Bing bong with the person on the dance floor. Please keep stop farting. As it refrain from farting near the dancers, please. You're not going to then hang up and then somebody in the office goes, John, you didn't explain. You didn't tell them why. Oh God, bing bong. But can I just add the reason we don't want you farting in the dancers' faces? It's because it fucking stinks.
I don't know. Maybe Ed made that bit up.
Of course, he made that bit up, or he's exactly
fair to him. Hang on. What? I think we should call Ed and find out what was said at the end of that.
It's gutsy to A, admit you went to a strip
club. Gutsy, that's the wrong word.
You went to a strip club, right? That's a bit.
No, we've all admitted we went to a strip club. We've all ended up there.
To say, hey, I was in a strip club the other night, that's a bit, you know. And then also to say you had bad guts is an added level of, you know, kind of, okay, I wouldn't talk about that.
Yeah.
And then... Then the next level is somebody told me to stop it because
not somebody,
it fucking stank.
Not somebody told me. It was the management
or,
interrupted the evening.
Yeah. It's so funny. It's so funny, isn't it?
Let's find out. I want to find out, and I am not going to settle till I know the exact wording of that announcement. Ed, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Rod. Hi, Sean.
Hello.
Hello.
Don't be freaked out by us calling you Ed. We're calling you Ed to disguise your identity.
That's fine.
We're calling you Ed to disguise your identity, John, all right?
Okay.
Anyone who knows this person, by the way, even with voice disguised, will go, I know exactly who that is. No matter how much we disguise
also,
it, we go high-pitched, low-pitched.
Yeah, I was at the club. I was at the club. I've smelt it. I know exactly who this person is.
So, Ed, we were talking about the time... that there's a story in the papers about strip clubs having to go like under lockdown. Strip clubs are sort of closed, so the dancers are coming out into the street and dancing to passing cars,
like a drive-thru.
And it reminded me Gosh. Of a story you told me once about, I think it was a stag do, where they, you had an upset stomach, is the way I've put it. And the strip club had to make an announcement. Go on, Barry.
No, I was going to say, don't say any more than that, because partly this is to clear up, because these two both had a different version of it, and we wanted to hear the actual version, what your side of the story is, and what actually happened and what was said.
Yes,
we have a difference of opinion.
There is one particular detail on which Sian and I disagree. Sian thinks something happened that I don't think happened. And we've argued about it at length, and we thought we would get you on to tell the story in your own words. You were there, we weren't there, and to resolve the argument. So, do you mind taking us from the very top, Ed, from the very top?
Well, I wish this lap dancing bar had been out in the open. Wouldn't have been in such a pickle then, but... So setting the scene, I think I've been drinking for about 14 hours solidly. Eating a load of rubbish. So I think I was stood there in this lap dancing club talking to a couple of mates, music blaring. I'm stood there, quite a bit of pressure on my stomach, thinking, hang on, something's got to give you.
Oh dear.
So I thought, shall I go outside?
And then I thought, hang on. Shall I go outside? That's the kind of thing you do when you want to fight somebody.
You could have fought this thing.
So you did think about going outside?
Yeah, so I thought, hang on, just leave a little tester go to see what it's like. So I let a little tester go and I thought, oh, actually, there's no smell at all, eh? Oh, I'm safe, I can let it go and it won't be too bad.
Oh, God.
So
I can let the rest of it go.
So about 5-10 seconds later, I thought, right, here we go, let it go. And then it wasn't even a second, it was literally a split second. I thought, oh my God. And then the sort of three lads I was talking to sort of just went, bloody hell, and sort of darted over to the other side of the bar. And before I could even think about joining them, the music cut out. It was only like about 2 seconds from the cast coming out to the music cutting out. And then this voice came on the intercom, broad Scottish accent. And whoever's farted at the bar, stop that now. It's disgusting. And I just stood there, I don't know what shade of red I was. Looked over, one of my mates was lying on the floor laughing, the other two were hanging on to the bar shelf for dear life. I looked up and then on the circular stage by the pole, the girl stood there with one hand on the pole, the other hand on her hip, just looking down at me as if to say, oh, you disgusting. So I just stood there, sort of looked sheepishly at this woman behind the bar and sort of sauntered over to join my mate.
Sauntered over.
I stood there, looking about as awkward as I could have looked in my whole life.
Oh my God.
This is very important. What was the exact wording that came over the tannoy?
As I just said there. Can whoever's farted at the bar stop that now? It's disgusting.
I mean, she's right.
Oh, it was, yeah.
That sort of resolves the argument, really, because I thought that they made an announcement saying, could whoever's farting stop it? But Sian added the detail. She thought they said, because it fucking stinks.
I may have made that
politely. Yeah.
Well, it's similar to.
So it's disgusting. I knew there was something similar at the end.
Yeah.
That so kind of embellished why there was an
So they did say that it stank, but they didn't say it fucking stinks.
It's so hard though to be embarrassed in a strip club. Like, as in, that's where it's kind of, when you go into a strip club, you're kind of going, okay, I'm not going to be embarrassed in here because everyone's kind of in it for the same reason. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
You kind of leave it outside, don't you?
I know what you mean. But of all the a lot of embarrassing things will have happened in strip clubs over the years.
Yeah.
That is definitely the most embarrassing.
That is
no question. No question.
That's the worst I've ever heard.
For the music to stop.
The music stops.
I'm glad I set the bar so high then.
Ed, well, if anybody can beat that, welcome to email us.
Ed, did they know it was you?
Oh yeah, pretty obvious, yeah.
It was pretty obvious.
Well, Ed, thanks for joining us. Thanks for clearing that up.
Thanks, Ed. So I win.
Cheers.
You, I think you win. Yes,
I win,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Shan
wins. Because of the add-on. I'm glad I didn't make that up entirely.
Right, that's all we've got time for. This has been the last episode of Series 2.
We will be back in a few weeks with a brand new series.
That will be Series 3 in a few weeks. In the meantime, a Happy New Year to you all.
Happy New Year.
Thanks to our very special guest, Barry Castagnola, and to our farting friend that we are calling Ed. And to Viv and Ian at Apes of Froth and all the monkeys, of course.
You can contact us at The Froth Podcast, where you'll get extra froth content. And don't forget the exciting new email facility. Our email address is hello@thefrothpodcast.com.
And if you enjoyed this nonsense, don't forget to like and subscribe. Rate us at 5 stars. Spread the word. Tell your friends. This podcast was a Llanbobl Vision production, produced by Barry Castagnola at Russell Up Productions.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.